Lawmakers adjourned the 2019 legislative session today. State Impact reporters followed a number of issues this session. They sit down to talk about the bills that made it to the end and those that are in limbo.
I'm Rachel Hubbard, interim editor for State Impact. This session was far less contentious than last, in part because lawmakers were in positive revenue territory. No walkouts, but education was still a dominant topic. Caroline Halter followed the issue this session. What did lawmakers get done?
Well, the biggest thing, of course, was funding. Lawmakers passed a second teacher pay raise, something Governor Stitt has insisted on since taking office. That additional raise bumps Oklahoma up to number one for average teacher salary compared to our neighboring states, at least for now. Lawmakers are also funneling another $74 million through the funding formula for schools to use however they see fit. And they increased funding for higher education for the first time in over 10 years. A bill requiring schools to operate 5 days a week unless they can prove cost savings or academic benefits from a shorter school week was also a big debate this session. Republican leaders say it would help recruit business to the state, but some Democrats have said it's merely cosmetic because the bill doesn't actually change the number of minimum instructional hours for students. And finally, lawmakers passed new regulations for online charter schools that bring them under the same accounting and conflict of interest requirements as traditional public schools. This legislation seemed to be a response to concerns about Epic charter schools, which is being investigated by state and federal law enforcement.
And on criminal justice reform, we started the legislative session following a number of bills. Then late in the session, Governor Kevin Stitt threw in a handful of new proposals and threw his weight behind others. Quentin Chandler is State Impact's criminal justice reporter.
Yeah, Rachel, many of the criminal justice reforms being considered won't actually make it to the governor's desk this year. The House barely voted down a controversial reform bill that would have forced courts to give affordable bail to defendants charged with nonviolent felonies and misdemeanors. The goal was to make sure most people could afford to get out of jail before their trials, with exceptions for people considered to be dangerous. There is a chance the bill could be reconsidered. Another measure that won't make it to the governor but could come back next year would show more leniency to people living under court-ordered supervision. Bills that would adjust jury instructions and reduce sentences for repeat offenders are in limbo, along with bills that would adjust penalties for drug crimes and make it slightly easier for people to get parole. But some measures did get through. Governor Stitt has already signed one that will make it easier for former felons to get certified for a wide range of jobs, and the legislature compromised on a bill that builds off State Question 780. The voter-approved initiative made felony drug possession, thefts, and other property crimes valued under $1,000 misdemeanors. The worst punishment for those crimes now is a year in county jail. Many people convicted before the law took effect were sentenced to prison. The bill could lead to hundreds of prisoners being released and save the state lots of money, but criminal justice reform advocates say there are still too many hurdles.
State Impact health reporter Jackie Fortier is out this week preparing for next week's opioid trial, but she's been watching a number of issues in the state legislature. Many have been deferred to next session, like Medicaid expansion. There's a petition for a ballot initiative being circulated now, and that is putting pressure on the legislature to do something. Governor Kevin Stitt has put together a task force to come up with solutions in the legislative interim. And restrictions on abortion. The legislature has time because the issue couldn't really go on the ballot before next fall. Early this session, Senate leader Greg Treat proposed a trigger that would make abortion in Oklahoma illegal if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. He got lots of heat because some said it didn't go far enough. So he proposed a constitutional amendment that would make it clear that nothing in Oklahoma law secures or protects the right to an abortion. It's an issue that will be marked to be continued for 2020.